This one's about
unpopular opinions and beliefs. So what we're doing basically is each of us have written down 4 unpopular opinions and beliefs that we have backup examples as. That we can back up with examples from our lives. Also, please don't mind my voice. I have a little bit of a cold.
Not COVID, just a little bit of a cold.
And then we're just hoping it goes good.
It goes well.
We make it well. We don't hope for it to go
yeah,
well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Be optimistic. Take self-control of your fucking life, Anvi.
Self-control of your fucking life. What the fuck does that even mean?
Samajh mein aaya na tere ko.
Haan, theek hai. Okay,
anyways,
so.
Anyways, we'll get started. We'll start from the Momo herself.
Yes.
Me, narcissistic. And then we'll just like go like
In an order.
So each of us will pick a chit and like who
We'll try to guess.
It'll be pretty obvious. We know each other's handwriting.
Ghosts don't exist. Spirits slash souls do. This is you, right? Yeah.
Take names. They don't know who you're looking towards. Yeah, it is me. So, in my experience, in all the stories I've read and the things I personally believe is, ghosts don't exist. Spirits and souls, I believe, do.
Okay.
Because, I don't know. You know how, like, sometimes they say, in your dreams, if you see, like, a figure or something, then it's probably like a spirit or something, like an unknown figure. And like I have personally had experiences where I don't know if it was my mind playing tricks on me, but like I have legit seen people who like
in your dreams,
not in dreams, like in real life as well,
and like figures.
Yeah,
but aren't that,
but they were one was like one was a very familiar figure. I'm not saying it's a ghost, I'm assuming it's a spirit.
Wait, how would you differentiate between
like
a ghost and a ghost?
But like, people think ghosts can like, obviously like, do stuff, like they can move things around and everything. Like, spirits and souls don't, they just like, exist. They can only like, watch over
and
you.
And they're visible to you?
Sometimes
they
when
are.
They're like,
visible.
Trying to contact you or something.
Yes. I have personally had one personal experience with, I have seen things. I don't know if it was my brain playing tricks or it was real or not, but that is that. That is why I believe it. I don't believe in ghosts, once again. Ghost is what we are making it out to be, as ghosts can move stuff around and they're, you know, they switch off lights and then they scare you and they come back for revenge. Whereas spirits and souls don't. Spirits float around, spirits do get angered, but they can't do anything about it.
So basically,
and
what you're saying is
souls just exist. Souls just like shift bodies.
Yeah. So what you're saying is like ghosts are dramatized versions of spirits
created
by humans.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's Anvi's hot take on it. I, for one thing, do not believe in ghosts one bit.
Only ghosts are like what she said. Spirits,
souls, anything.
You don't believe in that.
None of that. But I mean, personal opinion. I'm not like gonna say anything about it.
Of course.
Yeah. I don't care to elaborate on that, just a belief.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I believe there's a god and there is a, what do you call, like a negative
spirit
thing.
Spirit realm.
Not more than
there's
a spirit realm, it's a devil.
There's positive energy. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, I think personally, like, souls and spirits are just like energies.
Yeah, they're forms of lost energy, probably.
Yes.
Free energy
like,
or whatever.
Okay, fair enough. Got it,
okay.
Anyways, Anvi, please,
okay,
go ahead,
turn.
Pick a chit up.
Immortality is subjective. I love
that's
how everything is
yours.
Just connected. Yeah, that is mine. Okay, immortality is subjective.
I don't know what that means.
Let me explain. Okay. It's not an opinion. It's just like a thing I believe can be related to like our life in general. Mm-hmm. So immortality is for me is when anything. It does not have to be a person, like a living thing. It can be like a non-living thing as well, and it is subjective as in. Things can be immortal. For example, the first example that came to my mind was music.
Okay.
Music is like a way of time travel if you really think about it. Like you can listen to music from the 90s, the 80s, the 70s. Abhi ka music you'll probably hear in the next 50 years. And like you can obviously like go through what was going on
mm-hmm.
in that time. Same way with like books and stories and just
yes.
memories in general.
Okay,
so that is a way of... you know how things can be immortal.
Right, so you're saying like, you know, memories can be like encapsulated, yes. like a time capsule of yep. sorts almost. I can totally understand what you're saying. I have the same opinion about like internet. I find internet to be this thing, this exactly. very beautiful human creation. There's a lot of shit on internet, yes. obviously. But like all in all, I feel like it's one of the more beautiful things that have come out of, you know, technology. No, just like so many people sharing their thoughts, opinions, views, this fucking memes. I love memes. Yeah. Everybody loves memes. So there's that on the internet. And then, you know, people like 500 years, internet's immortal.
Exactly.
People are going to see that. Then they're like, oh my God, that's what people did. They've made It's Wednesday, My Dude memes.
Yes. So long story short, immortality is possible if things are preserved right.
Yeah, so just like basically put your thoughts out like onto yes. something. That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing. Oh my God, this is going to be immortal. T-Date is going to be immortal.
Oh my God, let's hope we don't delete this once we're like 25.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Ayush, your turn.
Okay. Hope it's not mine. Fuck. Real heartbreaks, breakups feel good. Yup, they do.
Wait, what?
It's yours, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's mine.
Yeah, it's definitely yours. Real heartbreaks or breakup, he's written breakups in brackets, feel good.
Yeah, they do.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I don't...
Please
okay.
elaborate how.
In the long term, if you say like, say you just had a breakup, maybe you might feel shitty, you might go bitch about the person. But in the long term, it feels kind of good. It's like, when you start accepting the pain, it yields good results for you. And it turns out how... You have like a fairly different perspective to life. You evolve your thinking. You in a way start understanding people and world in general better. My take on it.
But like, how do you feel good? But in the moment, you feel like you've lost something.
You've
right?
written real heartbreak, meaning there were real feelings involved, and like.
Yeah.
Doesn't it make you question if the feelings were ever real or not?
Like, even in general, if you lose something that you're, like, basically in love with or even really like, doesn't that mean, like, isn't that, like, a bad thing?
It's a bad thing when you're in denial. If you, like, deny it, okay, no, this person can't be like this, or maybe this was never real, I never really had feelings for that person. That's denial. You're living in denial, that feels bad, that feels shitty. The moment you start accepting, okay, this happened with me, I felt this way, yep, I do feel shitty, I do feel lost, who gives a fuck? Let me accept it, let me start moving on with life. That gives
you... But if you want to move on with life, that implies that you felt bad at some point and that's why you want to move on.
Exactly. You need to accept it. People
stay
in denial.
But then you did feel bad at some point.
Yeah.
So you're feeling like the aftermath is...
Like in general, if you take it like a 3-month thing, a 4-month thing, or maybe even in weeks, like...
Maybe not quantify it, maybe like in the long run, basically, is what you're implying.
Like not on a day-to-day basis,
like
a long
run. Like heartbreak happens, you come to terms with it and the aftermath is better. Okay.
True.
Okay, I can see where you're coming from. I don't agree, but I can see where you're coming from.
You can put your opinions.
No, I just feel like heartbreak is in general like a shitty thing. You like somebody as a person. Friendship breakups, relationship breakups, like all of them, they feel bad because you had something you liked. It's like losing a teddy bear at like a mall. It's the same feeling, but like more intensified.
True.
Because you're 16 and hormonal.
Agreed. Agreed.
Fair enough. Okay, next memory. Why are all the ones that are coming? I just really want a lighthearted one to like come along. Alright, I have a shit. Bread with ginger garlic paste.
What? This is Ayush.
Yup, it is me.
With that greater than sign.
Ooh.
10 of those.
It
with ginger
amazing.
Garlic paste?
It tastes amazing. Try it sometime.
Seriously?
I've tried it.
But
I liked it.
How did that even come about? Like, you just went to kitchen and you're like, yaar, fridge mein kya hai? And you opened, you were like, do cheez badi hai, let's just put them together.
No, I was just hungry and something had happened. I was like, I don't want to eat normal shit.
Nobody wants to eat normal shit. Anyways, that's gross. That's feces.
Yeah. What the fuck?
You're swearing too much. Don't swear that much.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, let's try something new. The first thing that I saw was ginger garlic paste. I picked it. I was like, I need to put it on something. I can't just like lap it up out of a spoon or something.
Gross. Why would somebody want to do that? You put that in like sabji and dal.
I know, but
usme bagarte hain.
Haan, but I did not have sabji or dal or anything that I could like actually use it with. I saw bread. I took it. I applied on it, I ate it was amazing.
Okay.
And that's where we ended.
to try this at some point. You know what? We're gonna try this.
We don't have like ginger garlic paste
it's
at our
no,
place.
No, no, I can
understand. Jen household, sorry guys.
No, no, we'll try it. You can come to my place and try
yeah,
it.
Sure. Are you finally inviting me over?
No.
You can come to my place.
Go, I'll make you stand outside.
How about you make this sandwich thing and bring it to school and let
Jeez.
Me have it?
No, no. People are
no one has to know. No one has to know.
No one has to know. 30 people listen, okay? They might spread rumors. We don't know who our audience is. We just know how many there are.
Right. Exactly. Okay.
Okay.
Man,
we'll keep it
this,
on
though.
The DL.
Down low, yes.
Yes.
Now I'm gonna be judged for this.
Okay.
You know what? We'll try and once we're like...
We'll try. After that, we'll tell you if you're gross or not.
We'll give
yeah.
you an Instagram
Because
story.
Just the sound of it is like grossing me out. So, but like it...
Yeah, I mean, I can somehow like imagine like garlic is good because garlic bread. But like ginger...
Yeah,
garlic,
like wait. Like put it on bread, like you do the sandwich thing and then you like put it...
So it needs to be like super less in quantity, right?
I don't know. I took like a teaspoon or something.
Ayush, make it at home and like bring it for us. Okay,
us.
After that, on the next episode, probably
we will
give you
we
our
will Gordon
reviews.
Ramsay the shit out of your sandwich. Okay?
Exactly. This is a food review podcast.
And
now.
then, if we don't like it, we'll take two pieces of bread. We'll be like, idiot sandwich.
Yes, okay.
Your turn, Andy.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
Beautiful handwriting. Popular people are boring. This is obviously Anuja because I can recognize the handwriting.
Yeah.
Popular people are boring.
Yeah.
You wanna
and by popular,
do you wanna diss certain people? Do you
yes.
wanna name drop?
I don't wanna name drop, but I do wanna diss people.
Okay.
Okay. I thought we weren't allowed to name drop and we watched
no,
this.
No, I'm sorry. I was just being sarcastic. Please go ahead.
Okay. So, popular people in the general sense, I do not... mean like subjectively popular people in the stereotypical sense, like the ones who like post Instagram stories and have alcohol and vape and stuff like that, and they're like generally slightly like on the better looking end of the spectrum among
yeah
us.
it's makeup
like yes, but they're also like skinny people in general, usually, at least for girls they're usually skinnier individuals
right,
popular
true. Right,
like again this is all stereotype.
The thing is popular people don't become popular themselves, it's the like people surrounding them that make
of
them
course,
popular so it's not just their fault, it's everyone collectively trying to you know put, but then again
it's
yes they are boring
fault.
Yes
yeah, well,
I never said that it was their fault they were boring or they were popular. I don't it's fine.
Yeah.
Celebrities are popular. You can't
right,
be like, oh,
right.
they don't deserve it. No.
Right.
People gave it to them, so they obviously do deserve it. Or like, don't deserve it. I don't care. But they're boring in the sense that I used to think that having quality time the kind of quality time I had with friends was just like jokes and inside stuff and just like leaning on each other and laughing till your tummy hurts and kind of like being drunk on laughter and happiness.
Yeah.
That, you know, that kind of like
I love that,
feeling.
Being drunk on laughter and happiness.
Yeah, and then you kind of feel like buzz after being around them. That's how I like my relationships to be. And that's what I felt with, well, you guys. Don't take
oh
it to your
God.
Head. Don't take it to your head, you narcissistic bitches.
I'm gonna sleep so peacefully tonight. This
yeah,
is the
yeah,
best
yeah.
day of my life,
yeah,
guys.
Okay, so that is how I feel with certain people, like of course like I said you guys and like other people as well, but there are just like I hung out with a few quote unquote popular people and it just felt like all they talked about were like, oh I love your boots, oh I love you this, which is like cool, thank you for complimenting my boots, I specifically bought them for this purpose that somebody would be like nice boots. But like that is it. That
I
is
think
about,
I know what incident you're talking
that
about.
That is how deep their conversation goes.
That's it?
At least with a person.
I had my fair share of like talking to people who belonged to the stereotypical popular group. And the similar experience, it's just... They were very shallow talks.
Exactly.
Like there's no like
very
real
shallow.
Stuff. They were
true.
Like very judgy.
Exactly. So,
it's like you have to be a
them.
Certain way around them. You can't just like
yes.
be
yourself.
Weird.
And also I was like, I have a anxious temperament like your average teenager does. And I was just like, I dropped a spoon and I felt really shitty about it. And then like I kept shaking my leg and I was just like, I want to get out of here. So I called my father up. I was like, dude, I need you to pick me up.
He's like, dad, get me out of here. These people are doing drugs.
Yeah, exactly. Some like people were legit doing some shit. Not drugs.
Okay.
They weren't doing drugs. But they were doing some shit and I was like, man, I need to be out of this place.
Hmm.
So anyways, that's why they're really shallow. They really don't have any meaning to them. They do not have genuine, you know, laugh out loud, you know, my belly hurts sort of laughter moments.
Right.
When they're alone and you make conversation with them, surprisingly enough, they're a lot less shallow.
Huh.
And they're able to like carry a conversation.
Okay.
In a particular social setting, they're very pretentious. Basically.
But like when they're like around their own kind, so to say, it just feels like they become mean girls. Part two. Maybe part three. I think part two is an action movie.
Part two, but it was shitty.
Yeah,
part
it was,
two was shitty.
It was really bad.
Because part one's always gonna be. You know what I've noticed in like the very popular, like you know the cult classic movies.
Yeah. Part two.
All of those
good.
Part twos are never good.
Yeah, always.
It's like a thing with all
yeah,
of these
yeah.
movies.
Seriously.
Like from High School Musical to Mean Girls, part two just sucks.
Mm. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Ayush, your
no.
turn.
Yeah.
I should have written that as an unpopular opinion. God.
Why do I get mine? Having a bunch of people always around you doesn't make you look strong. It just makes you look insecure. You know,
you know what? I kind of agree.
Having
yeah,
a bunch of
something
people
related
always
to
around
what
you
just
you
said.
Doesn't make you look strong. It just makes you look insecure.
Well, this is about a particular incident, particular people in terms.
I would love to know.
Yeah, I can't name drop, of course, but I'll surely diss them because, of course, it's fun. So there are people. Everyone knows the context around school, around your coaching and stuff. And like they always had like a group or a gang
like a posse.
To say.
Like a posse, how do you pronounce it? Posse,
I
think.
A posse.
What does
posse.
That even mean?
I've heard posse in like the American
whatever it is, P-S-S-E.
Pronunciation. Yeah.
What does that mean though?
It's like a little clique of like people.
No. I wouldn't say that.
Like a group around them, not that they carry around with them everywhere.
Yeah, it's not like they carry it around. Or yeah,
as
you can
they just
say.
Move together or what?
Huh, they move together and then there's this like one person and everyone else is like
that is
a supporter.
That
to...
is a posse.
Okay.
Uh-huh, that.
Yeah.
Please don't diss on me if I'm pronouncing it wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But that is
doesn't
exactly
matter.
What that word means.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. And I mean, I've talked to this type of people, I've tried having deep conversations. I thought those people were like being followed around or had a group because they had some intellect or maybe they had a certain quality trait, but those people were shitty. They were dumb.
They're just like a bunch of dum-dums get together and the dumbest of them all is like the leader.
It's more like the most insecure people get along and then
they kind of fuel each other's insecurity and just
yeah.
Like,
this
yeah.
one person who is insecure about his social circle and then for that reason he carries like 20 people around him to make him feel entitled and feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that.
Just the thing is that I'm like such a, in general, I'm not one of those people who's like ultra popular. So I kind of crave attention and that is an insecurity that I have, is that like I want people around me.
Everyone wants people
yeah.
around you, but it's
yeah.
more like how you deal with that insecurity.
Yeah, so my insecurity usually just comes out like if I just like talk about memes usually if I meet a new person. And if I already know that person, then so I'm just like slapping them on their back.
Yeah.
Being like, aur beta kaise ho?
That's fun. There you have like a bond thing. You
yes, yes,
people
yes.
know you for being you. You're not.
But that is a real bond, na.
True.
That,
right,
is, that
right.
is not like every person you meet.
Yeah.
That doesn't come along that often. That I'm like, oh, I'm doing it with everyone.
Huh.
Once
yeah.
in a while.
That's it for me.
Yeah. Okay. So I have to pick a chip.
Yeah.
Okay. Teachers are egotistic maniacs. Most of them.
True. This is Anuja.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
Which particular teacher are we talking about?
I'm just like, that is a general observation.
Yeah, a lot.
That is something I have like observed ever since I was like able to have an opinion of my own on things. Since maybe like 12, I've observed. It's like teachers just like say things and they think that they have, when you say something to them, like, okay, oh, you said this. So they're like, you're arguing with me? Like, bro, nobody's attacking you personally. And also they always think they're right. And you know, once in a while a teacher comes along and you know, you say that, oh sir, it's actually not this, it's that. So instead of saying like, oh yeah, yeah, I might be wrong, I'll look it up, and like ending the conversation there, they go on and on about it. Be like, nahin, nahin, hum bhi galat ho sakte hai, aisa nahin hai, hum bhi admit karte hai. Like if you were actually gonna admit it, you would not have gone on and on and on about the
right,
same
right,
thing,
right.
Justifying yourself like, nahin, hum bhi galat ho sakte hai. And in general, they've just like gotten used to like 35 people at once obeying them.
Yes.
So I think that kind of just like fuels
right,
their
right,
ego
right.
And like their ego has goddamn stretch marks.
Right.
It's like their ego birthed a baby. It has so many stretch marks. So yeah, the teachers, most of them are kind of like,
yeah.
At least
I remember this one particular teacher which comes to my mind after hearing Anuja go on about this. I think it was all of us, we were in one section, like our physics teacher. We had this one physics teacher.
She was kind of
the passive aggressive one.
Yeah,
didn't really
it's like
realize.
The thing is, she did not realize ki she had been teaching the subject and had been studying the subject for like 20, 25, whatever many years. And then we just started learning it. And then when we did not get it, or we used to, you know, ask again and again, she just used to be like, ki, oh, you're not paying attention, I can't explain this to you 15 times and all that. And I'm like, ma'am, we are not the problem, you are.
That is just like a sucky teacher in general.
Yeah.
Maybe not particularly.
She was very passive-aggressive.
Yeah, yeah. She was passive-aggressive.
The
so
taunts we used to get. Oh
so
my god.
So you didn't kind of realize at first that she was, you know, saying something bad, because she said it in such like a smooth tone.
Yeah.
She tried to act subtle, but then she was
I realized it.
That's
after
gaslighting.
I
have learned she was gaslighting us.
Maybe.
Because you know, in gaslighting, you make the other people feel
like you
are the problem.
Like basically over-exaggerating what somebody
did
to make it look like they're crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly that. Good to know all of us got gaslighted by our physics teacher.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, this teacher is like gaslighting us. Yeah. So that was on ego. Ego. Kaam bigade 6 second mein. Anyways, we'll pick up the next shit.
It's my turn. Okay. Gen Z's gonna be the worst workforce ever.
Dude, that's literally not even a hot take. It's Ayush, obviously.
It's Ayush. Yeah.
But it's that's the truth. I kind of agree.
It is.
You know, I mean,
some extent.
Yes.
I'd say yep, it is. I agree too
much. I don't know if it's like because we're very independent, or we want to be very independent, because workforce, what I perceive workforce
is nine to
like
five.
Yeah, it's the 9 to 5
nine
job
to five.
Wala people, you know, who
how
like
you can say that?
The boss is gonna tell them you have to do this in a week and like submit a report or whatever by the end of the week. And Gen Z is just like, I can do whatever the hell I want, and it might create more opportunities, but it will also not work out in the like in the larger picture, like the conventional jobs, which is like 9 to 5 wala jobs, Gen Z can't do it.
The thing I've always been like attracted to the 9 to 5. I don't like it. I like being the cog in the machine. I like the idea of like just fitting into a structure and kind of going about a routine. That's the thing I like about about school the most, is like you just like have a routine, you get up at a time,
right.
You go to a place, and once I come back, I have about 5 hours. I come back at 5.
I mean, I do understand how that gives you a routine and like
it gives
you a path to follow, but then again, sometimes I just feel trapped.
I can understand
in that sense.
For
like
people,
a 9 to 5, like school is like. School is pretty much okay with like, I'm okay with school having like aisa routine. But in job sense, I just feel like I'm going to be trapped if I get stuck into like a 9 to 5 job.
I agree.
Yeah.
Not for you guys. Not for both of you. But
yeah.
For me, it works out. I'm just that kind of
it's
person.
It's a personal thing.
It's a personal thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean it in that way. Of course, it is related to the 9 to 5 job part. But other than that, in general, like even the work you do for yourself, you like self, what do you call that? Forgot the term, self-workers.
Entrepreneurs?
No.
So?
Self-employed. Man,
fucking
vocabulary. Yeah.
Stop saying.
Yeah, so even for the self-employed people, it's gonna be it's gonna be difficult because I mean, from my observation until now, and by Gen Z, I don't mean the generations after us, like not the 2000s.
We are late. Gen Z. We are like the last of Gen Z.
Yeah, exactly. Like not the late 2000s.
No.
People.
We're
not
2006. 2006 is like the last of Gen Z.
2010 is the last Gen Z.
Yes.
2010?
Yep. It's like a 10
Wait,
to
really?
10 year thing.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You did not know that?
I did not. I thought it was 1996 or 7 to 2000.
It's 1996 to 2010 or 11.
It's 2010
oh,
11, from
it's
11
that.
The Gen
okay.
Alpha.
Yeah.
Until 24, it's going to be Gen Alpha.
No, so we're like kind of.
The ending part, and even
the
after
end,
us, it's after
half.
Us, it's gonna. I don't know. I can't really predict for after us, but before us, you know, the people who are right now in colleges and like just started working, kind of people. This whole generation is like super sensitive, and that's in my personal opinion, because I've seen people just give a fuck about too many things, and which are pretty much unnecessary. I guess it's because of the access of information we have, excess of information that we have these days, but it kind of makes people super sensitive. And
wait, how does like too much information make people sensitive? I feel like the abundance of information about like what you should be having makes people have higher expectations, which makes in turn makes them think that they deserve all of that, which makes people into Karens.
Yeah, you can say that, but I didn't mean it that way. I meant it in a way that when people have like a access of information of excess of information exchange, everything's just about presenting it in a particular way so that it suits your propaganda, it suits your idealistic views, and you just fuel people who do not have opinions of their own into start believing yours, and the better you present it, and the better
basically access to information can be used to manipulate people.
Exactly.
True. It acts as a manipulative force. For
access to information manipulates.
Nice. So who picked up the last chit?
I think I did.
Yeah. I did. Okay, you did.
Yeah.
I guess
it was your chit, but she picked it up.
Next chit. Thumbs up is better than Coca-Cola. True. Thumbs up is Indian.
It is. And no, not just Indian. Mere ko koi nahi farak padta. Main deshdrohi hu. Bharat mein jo deshdrohi hai. No, but I just like in general prefer the taste of thumbs up over Coca-Cola. Also, fun thing is that when I was little, I had...
Coke is just like a bit sweeter.
No, I feel like thumbs up is sweeter.
Really?
And I like
it. I have Coke more so.
I like Sprite.
Coke as in Coca-Cola, guys. Not... Hey, Sprite, I like Sprite as well.
No, but when you're comparing thumbs up...
But like...
Everything's got its own personality.
Don't pick up another one right now. Keep it down. Let me explain.
Okay.
So, the thumbs up in Coca-Cola, when I was little, I had really a hard time differentiating between things that looked similar. Now, thumbs up in Coca-Cola, I couldn't make out the difference. And my mom was like, always like, oh my god, thumbs up is so good. And like, Coke, pike, my dimag kharab ho gaya. I was like, wait, what is the difference, bro? I don't know the difference. So I would just like chug like my 100 ml that was given to me and be happy as a 7-year-old. That is all I was allowed, which is fine.
Yes,
and also when I was little, this is the funny thing, I did not know that the pickup of the Conan Priyanka Chopra were different actresses.
I had the same issue.
I
got
confused
between Katrina Kaif and Kareena Kapoor.
I always got confused with them. I was like,
right.
How do you know which one is like, mommy, they look totally different. Like, they don't look the same. I don't know which one's which.
True.
Yeah. Okay. I have to pick it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, me, like, I dislike idolizing real people, in brackets, celebrities.
Okay.
Yeah, that is pretty self-explanatory. I do not like the idea of, like, putting up humans on a pedestal. It's just like, no other species does it.
Uh-huh.
So, like, have fun. I mean, I guess bees do that. They have a queen bee, but that is because of a genetic difference, and because queen bees can reproduce. These celebrities don't have anything to offer other than like fucking media. Stop grinning at me.
No, like, okay, so especially if we're talking about the entertainment industry,
exactly.
Celebrities, in that, obviously, because...
they create art, so they're super famous.
Right. So since they're famous, it does not mean ki just because someone's famous, you have
putting
to
them on a pedestal.
Yeah, right. But if they do have like good ideas and opinions and like if they just make sense, yeah, you can respect and you can maybe follow their advice, but let's not.
Yeah, it's just that I do not like the idea of making people famous in general.
Okay.
I just do not like the idea of doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is acceptable.
Whatever. That is my... You don't have to listen to this
No,
person.
It's okay. It's okay. That's what we're here for. Okay, last chit for the day.
Last chit for the day.
Blackcurrant is the worst ice cream flavor.
I agree to disagree, Anvi.
Blackcurrant ice cream sucks.
Okay.
I had it once in my life. I've not had it till now. Have more.
Have
Amul.
Exactly, have Amul.
No, it tastes shit. It tastes like... It tastes bitter somehow.
She's
it's
certainly
just,
had that vegetable
not,
oil wala thing.
I don't know. It just tastes bad, okay?
I'm not
having it again ever in my life. Call me stubborn, but it is what it is. I don't need to justify
just like,
myself.
We'll do like a blindfold challenge and we'll just feed her a blackcurrant ice cream.
And then we'll ask her, how is it?
And she'll be like, huh?
It's good.
A nice flavor to it.
What the fuck is it?
Is it some kind of ice cream?
Oh my god, it was a
blackcurrant ice cream.
What is up with that accent?
Oh my god, Anvi, my mind has been changed. Type like, you know.
I highly doubt.
Well, we are done with today's chits.
Yeah, I think we're done. So this brings us to the end of yet another shitty ass episode of this podcast. Thank you for listening. And y'all have something to say?
Yes. Please follow and rate us. Give us a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
Devi, we're looking at you. that's it, I guess.
Promote us.
Thank you.
Bye, peasants.
Peace out.